News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's go to Austin. John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. And you?
Very good, thanks. Well, let's see. I guess last week everybody passed it, and this morning the governor is going to sign the new guidelines for abortion, which has put Texas on the map.
Well, it has. It sure has. I voted for it, and I'm proud of my vote.
Let's talk now today. What are you going to we've still got transportation that needs to be taken care of. Where does transportation stand in the House right now?
Well, the vote on it earlier this week was a little short of the 100 needed and should be another vote taken today. Hopefully we'll get the 100 votes on it because it's a constitutional amendment that we can get it passed.
You know, we talked to Charles Schwertner yesterday, and there are differences between the Senate version and the House version, and the senator obviously liked the Senate version. But you mentioned, because this is a question that's going to be brought to the people, hopefully in November of 2014, you've got to get 100 votes in the House for that to happen. So that means some Democrats have to come along. Are there some changes, some massaging that's had to be done to be able to maybe get those 100 votes?
You know, I can't tell you that. Correct answer for that. I think we've been working on it. Leadership's been calling folks and trying to make sure they're there. I think part of the problem is making sure there's enough people there where we can get the 100 votes.
Oh, is that right? You're not going to have enough bodies on the floor to get that, maybe?
Well, it could. We need everyone there, put it that way.
Now, is there anything that you see in the wind that would cause this bill to be something that you would not be able to vote for?
I plan on voting for it. I like it.
Now, and so folks will understand what it has to do with, and we talked about this in really a little bit of detail before you went into the Appropriations Committee meeting last week, having to do with it's a little more complicated on the House side as to where the money is going to come from. Money generated from that gasoline tax would go to TxDOT, the schools to get about half of the oil and gas severance tax, and the Senate wanted kind of a more direct way to do it. They don't want the rainy day fund messed with, but that's where the difference is. I guess the important thing, though, is that you get something out so at least the people of Texas get a chance to vote on this thing.
That's correct. We're in a crisis situation, in my opinion, in transportation. We have to do something to get some roads built and some highways repaired. So we're going to do something one way or the other, I hope. We may have to compromise with the Senate, I don't know. But the Senate bill is basically the same bill that we passed during the first special session. And we were looking at it and felt there were some improvements. And if we we're trying to make sure that things are transparent, that the money that is paid to gasoline tax goes for transportation. Most everybody believes that. We're currently 25% of that goes to education. So we're just trying to clean it up to make it look like the tax that everybody says, well, that's your gasoline tax, that goes to transportation. It actually does. We're not trying to hurt education in any way. We will take care of education at the same time.
Gotcha. Now, what else is on the call for? How many days are we into this special session now? I'm sorry, I can't. I'm embarrassed. I don't even know how many days we've been in.
Well, we've got about 2 weeks left.
All right. So now what else is on the call if we get this transportation thing done?
This is his last thing on the call. We've taken care of all the three things that the governor asked for. The thing that we may have is TRBs, or tuition revenue bonds, which we have kicked the bill out of appropriations on TRBs, one that I was a co-sponsor of, and we're hopeful that he'll add that to the call. If he does, we'll be able to jump right on it and kick it out of the House and go to the Senate.
Yeah, and obviously that is a positive impact for our community for obvious reasons. Well, all right, sounds like you're a little under the weather. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning, and we'll chat at you next week.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you. That's John Rainey joining us from Austin.